Well, have you ever overcommitted yourself or overextended yourself or what's another expression for this? Bit off more than you can chew. Yeah, me too. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So, I think we've all done that. You know, we overcommit, we overextend, we have bigger eyes than we do a stomach. There's a million expressions for this. But we think we can do more than we really can, and then when it comes down to it, we kind of get in a bind because we're spread too thin, right? You know what I'm talking about. We're just not able to do quite as much as we anticipated, and then we just kind of have to admit our humanity a little bit. Well, you know, I'm there. I admit it. Sometimes we just get a little overwhelmed. Such was the case when I made a hay delivery back in the summer to a hay customer. And a very good friend of mine, he's actually one of the deacons at my church, and a very close friend, was helping me make this delivery. We were both using our trucks and trailers, and so we had to deliver like 108 bales a couple of hours from my farm. And so he was helping me with his truck and trailer so we could knock it out twice as fast. And we got up there, and the tractor that we had to unload with was a little bit smaller than what I'm used to operating. And so these bales are somewhere in the neighborhood of between 800 and 900 pounds. And you can see how it worked out. It was a little bit of an adventure. Not a lot of counterweight on the back of the tractor, and so sometimes it was a bit of a carnival ride getting those bales off of that trailer. And so, you know, it was fun. Biting off a little more than you can chew. And so sometimes in life, we kind of feel like me on that tractor. It's kind of a rough ride because we got a little bit more going on than we can really handle. Can I give you a promise from God's Word that God Himself would give us from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2? When you go through the waters, I'll be with you. Oh, listen to that. Can I tell you the most beautiful, but there's a lot of, hundreds of promises in Scripture, thousands, I believe, of promises in Scripture. But can I tell you the most beautiful promise in all of Scripture? I'm with you. It's the Emmanuel promise, the God with us promise. It's the promise that wherever we go, whatever we encounter, whatever we have to walk through, He is with us. He's not a distant God. And He'll never leave us or forsake us. He'll never leave us alone to walk through the fire. I mean, there are so many examples of that in Scripture that we could turn to. But I'm just going to tell you, your example is the one that's going to matter the most to you. No matter what you're going to walk through, He is with you if you've entrusted your life to Him. If you've turned from your sin and asked Him to be your Lord and Savior, He is with you. And He's never going to walk away. He is with you. So can I encourage you with this today? If you feel distant from Him, if you feel like He's in great distance from you and you just, there's this distance in your relationship with Him, can I just encourage you with this? He's never walked away. If there is a distance in your fellowship with Him, He's not the one that moved. And you can draw close to Him today. Scripture would promise us that if we draw near to Him, He'll draw near to us. That's good news. When we go through the waters, He's with us. Listen, if you want to know more about it, what it means to follow Jesus, would you reach out to us through this LifeWord page? We would love to talk to you more about what it means to follow Jesus daily. I'm so glad that you chose to join me today. I look forward to being with you every week. We kind of got out of that rhythm for a while, and hey, we're back. And so I'm so glad that I'm getting to join you every week on the tailgate again. Until next time, hey, I love you. Have a great week, and we will see you next week on the tailgate.